Well, the Norse win 68-36, and we're spending a moment here with the pride of Gwynn High School, Brooke Manor. How you doing, Brooke?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. So, what if you had to pick one word, what would you use to describe that bus ride over here from the hotel to the stadium?
Long.
Okay, that works for me. So let's talk a little about this game. You guys, it was a real rough first quarter, hey, and I imagine you would agree that it was a physical basketball game. How was it for you out there?
It was pretty physical, mainly on the rest of my teammates' end. I didn't really get into it a little bit. I think out there I wasn't really physical, but a lot of my teammates got a few things to the face. And
oh, I know. They didn't call the one. Madison got one right to the face.
Oh, right at the end there, yeah. She 4 seconds to go, and she gets one right to the face.
Right. So what do you think about this trip, though, and being able to come down here to Chicago and play a couple of games and be able to do some of the things you guys did together last night, you know, walking the Magnificent Mile and all of the bonding and stuff?
This is a really good chance for our team to bond, and honestly, I haven't been to Chicago, like, in the city ever, but I've been to Chicago, like, at the airport, but I haven't ever been here, so it was really nice. It was very beautiful, and it's a great chance for us to bond, and I really enjoyed it.
All right, well, you guys are getting on a little bit of a roll, aren't you now?
Oh, yeah. Yep. High intensity. We're on a roll. It's up from here.
Okay, Brooke, I'll let you give a shout-out. Anyone you think may be listening today?
I want to give a shout-out to my parents, my grandma, my boyfriend, Bo, his family, and Marissa Ackerman.
Marissa Ackerman. Not Kelsey, though. Only half a double trouble, right? Okay, go shower up. Good job.
Thank you.
Okay.